Okay, everybody. I am bringing this up for an educational purpose primarily. It's more than I don't want to be just a petty personal argument between me and Lee Robinson because it's really not about him personally. So someone sent me a video about a month ago. Lee apparently made a video kind of in response to my critiques and criticisms of Scratch, and the title of the video is Scratch a Jute Junkie. You can see the video right there below. So let's take a look at this video because there's a lot to learn here. This is a great opportunity for learning. So I have talked a lot about prey drive and defensive drive, right? And what you're seeing here with Lee's dog is you're seeing low energy prey drive. This dog is just not aggressive. You will notice that several times the dog literally turns his back and totally ignores this dude. Pay attention to that stuff. Notice the dude is pretty easily able to tap the dog on the head with a stick. I would wager, actually, yeah, there's no doubt I would wager. And Dave, you're here on this website. You tell me, because you actually work with Luca. I would imagine that Lee's handler wouldn't even want to be that close to my dog, Luca, without the dog either in a muzzle or wearing some pretty heavy protection equipment. I'm serious about that. I would wager that Lee's handler, if you take Scratch and you take Luca, and this is the difference between prey drive and defensive drive, and you guys have seen it. We just worked with Luca. I'll be posting some videos of him trying to get through a fence to get the dude. You've seen the serious aggression in Luca. It was one of the first things, and I didn't really know at the time. This is what's interesting about this. I was noticing, wow, my dogs are different than these dogs I'm watching on YouTube. And this is one of the things Gypsy was like, yeah, dude, that's the difference between, he said, that's what I noticed. You were working your dogs in defensive drive and all these guys are in play drive. And that dog's in play drive too. Does that mean that dog won't bite him? No, that dog will probably bite him. Okay. It's not going to stay in there and fight that dude though, probably. A guy like me, give me a couple minutes and I'll be petting that dog and playing with it. I'm not joking with you. That's not a joke. I could take Lee Robinson's Scratch right there, and you give me just a couple of minutes, and I will be playing and petting that dog on the head. It's not a joke. I'm dead serious about that. Looks good on YouTube, but I want everybody, again, we're going to use this as a learning moment. So there's no way you would ever get that close to Luca. Like, if you tried to tap Luca on the head with a stick, like you see in that video, you're going to get your hand bit. there's no way. But because that dog's not serious, see, he's not quick. He's not on point, right? He's not in defensive drive, right? His senses are not 100% keen. He's not really wanting to get that dude, right? Whereas Luca is. So there's no way you would even be, Luca is so fast and so quick. There's no way you could have reached out and tapped Luca on the head with a stick like that without losing some fingers. And the difference is that Luca is in defensive drive. And what this means then, you know, I really want to focus on how the dog, we're all looking at the dogs. I want to reverse all this. And we have to start thinking about how is the dog viewing the world? How is the dog viewing this, right? Like I've shown you on these videos of Lee that these dogs are waiting to play the game. Right. Even when the guy, they start the game out where the guy comes and does kind of similar to what he's doing here. Right. And the dog focuses on the dude. Yes, the dog is looking at the dude, but the dog is thinking, oh, okay, this is the signal of our game. First, the guy comes and does this, and then we get to play with the sleeve. And in the other video that I critiqued, like I told you, that dog, if you let him off his lead, would not go and get that dude. It would run around the dude and would go get the sleeve behind him, okay? And I actually don't think Lee's aware of this. I actually think Lee thinks it's real, but I don't know. The point is that I want this to be a learning experience for everybody, and I want to try to educate the general public so they don't go and drop $3,000 on these YouTube video dogs, and then they're disappointed in the dog. And I personally know two people who purchased dogs off a Lee. And this is different. See, there's two aspects of this. First of all, there's the training method, right? Our method that we're doing is from the streets of Chicago. It's a defend, repel, and disarm philosophy, right? Lee is the sport, police, chase, apprehend, and detain philosophy, right? That's the main gist of what I'm getting at here. There's a second issue that also, which has to do with the breed, the genetics of the dog, right? So these dogs, and it's interesting that I know two people, and it's anecdotal. I have spoke with two people that said that his dogs, the dogs that they got off him, are friendly towards people and hard to get to be aggressive. And now I'm watching all these videos of Lee's dogs, including this one. And I'm looking at this aggression and I'm comparing it to what I have in my yard, and I'm just like not even close to impressed, personally. Now, if you don't have a point of reference, like a dog like Luca or Gertie or Luna, any of my dogs show more aggression than any of those dogs. You're right, you don't have that point of reference. That has to do with the genetic lines, the pit bulls, right? You take a dog. And that's what I get at the second aspect is these are really more suited towards hog dogs. And it's just breed matters. And come on, Luke, outside. Mastiffs in general, overall, I mean, you could take a black lab and train it to do protection work too, right? And you can pound nails in with a screwdriver too. You can, but they make the right tools for the job. But that's a second issue, Lee's personal dogs. My main message, and we could even get off of that, and we could take his name off of everything and just look at the training method without Lee's name on it, right? We could totally depersonalize the thing. Because my main point is this training is not real. As Matt Thornton talks about in the MMA world, there's no truth in combat here, right? Shaolin Kung Fu is only good in a sport arena with rules and a referee with someone else trained in Shaolin Kung Fu, right? There's no truth in combat with Shaolin Kung Fu, right? And when mixed martial arts came on the scene and would turn into UFC, that was proven. I've known this, all my life, but some people get lost in mythologies, right? And Bruce Lee movies and stuff like that. And that's the same thing that applies here in this personal protection dog world. There's no truth in the training. I was talking with the owner of Groot, which is off of Luca and Gertie, Trudy's brother. And he was talking about a video he was watching recently. It's a compilation video of police dogs that do a couple different things. First of all, they go and they bite the dude. There's no doubt about that. But if the person puts up any kind of a fight, the dog quits. Multiple videos where the bad guy slips out of a jacket that he's wearing, and the dog, just like Lee's dogs, I want you to put these two things together. Real videos of police dogs playing with the coat and not going and chasing the bad guy, right? There's videos of that. And how do you get that? Exactly what you're seeing on Lee Robinson's training method. That is the outcome of that type of training. Yeah, the dog will bite, right? The other thing I want you guys to pay attention to, and this is something that Gypsy was talking about all the time. Everybody's bite, 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 bite. Go look at his channel. Come back and look at my new channel. And look at the obedience in my dogs. Look at the off switch in Apollonia on the spring pole. And as members are going to know when I post the videos, that translated in protection work in our walk by exercise. Apollonia not only does that playing in prey drive on the spring pole, she does that in defensive drive at my side. She was actually in mid-flight wearing a muzzle going to get my dude? And I told her the same thing, no. And she ceased. This is what's important, right? Now, here's what I'm getting at. So Lee's channel and that philosophy is constantly antagonizing their dogs all the time. It's pretty much bite a rag, bite a sleeve channel. Dogs, what's the dog protecting? The post? Seriously, what are those dogs protecting? A post? They're not protecting anything. They're not working for anybody. There's no handling. So look, if you have the right genetics, like the owner of Groot and these types of dogs, one of the things you don't want to do is antagonize them a whole bunch, because these dogs don't need to be antagonized. You don't have to convince these dogs that some people are bad, right? That's getting to the genetics that I'm talking about. So if you get a Lee Robinson type dog that's been bred high prey drive, lots of pit bull, right? Those dogs have not been bred to be naturally suspicious of strangers. And this is where it makes a big difference. Whereas my dogs, not just the breed themselves, the bloodlines I've chosen, and the small program that I've operated here for our personal dogs, have been geared exactly and exclusively to protection and guard work. So we haven't been interested in prey drive. We're not doing hog dogs. We're not doing chase dogs. And so what we select for genetically are dogs that are very extremely loyal to us and naturally don't want to have anything to do with other people. So there's two different issues here. There's the training that we're talking about, and then also what makes a good dog. And I think Lee has struck out twice. I used to like the guy's channel, but I've watched his dogs because he laughs at the Mastiffs, and he went with more pit bull. And so that's the outcome there. And it's amazing, actually. It's kind of funny. 7 years later, I'm 7 years into my program, I now have better dogs than he does. And I used to watch his channel as a mentor. And now I watch his channel as what not to do on two different levels. So I've over on the new YouTube channel, I've invited Lee on to have a discussion on YouTube about this. Not a personal, you never trained, not that. I want to talk about the dog training. I want to talk what I'm talking about. You know, putting your... teaching these dogs to hang onto the sleeve while the bad guy puts his hands over the dog's eyes. I just took a screen capture of Lee getting bit by one of his own dogs. I mean, you know, you want to talk about fundamental something you don't do? Don't we preach this? You don't even play tug with your dog, let alone have the handler. I have a screenshot of Lee Robinson on the receiving end of one of his dogs being bit by one of his dogs on a sleeve. You're going to tell me that's real protection work? Of course not, man. It's a game. The dog's playing a game. And my point is, it doesn't matter whether the dog's biting Lee or the dog's biting the handler. It doesn't matter what the dog is biting. The worldview of the dog is this is a game. And as you see in my dogs, I'm going to be posting some Gertie stuff too. I guarantee you are not going to walk up to Gertie, to Apollonia. You might get away with it a little bit with Luna. Probably not though. And Luca. I'm not going to put these dogs on a chain, and you're not going to walk up and tap them on the head with a stick. Okay. That's just not going to happen. Because my dogs don't think this is a game. They're not in prey drive. They are in defensive drive. This is a serious threat in their world and how they're viewing this. So again, I think it's great that I'm having this little war with Lee. I don't want to get too much down in the mud of personal insults and attacks with it, though, because really what this is about, it's about the average common everyday person out there. What do they really need for a protection and a guard dog? And there's a lot of imitation out there, a lot of high price. The people that I spoke with paid $3,000 for a mixed pit bull because they weren't educated and they seen videos like that. And because they didn't know, I mean, I get this all the time. even a guy that I'm working with, we're training our dogs. He's like, man, I wish I would have started with you. I wish I would have found you before this. I get this all the time because people fall for this stuff. And a lot of the people that are doing it aren't necessarily being malicious. They think it's right too. I think Lee is kind of a stubborn dude, and you know, it'd be kind of nice if he'd say, yeah, you know what? That Gypsy's training method is better. That's what I would like to see, but he's not going to do that. He's so stubborn. He'll just, he won't change course. He'll just keep on doing what he does and then maybe call the county. I don't know if he called the county on me, but the same week that he was reporting me to YouTube and sending me cease and desist letters with threats of legal action, if you can imagine this, over taking a little clip out of one of his videos to make commentary. This is what Lee Robinson did. I don't know. They wouldn't give me the name of the person that called, but somebody made a false report to our county out here and sent the county out to our private home out here. Again, I don't know if it was him, but it's all in the same thing. So I want to throw that in there. Why would somebody do that? If there isn't any legitimacy to what I'm saying, you know what I mean? It seems like you're trying to kill the messenger there, Lee. So I've invited Lee, or I'll go on his channel. It doesn't matter to me. But let's go live. I don't want to, you know, go back and forth. Let's have a conversation about this. And like I said, the real irony to me is I first learned of Gypsy Stratton from your channel. And as he instructed me under his tutelage for a little over a year, your channel pretty much represents everything that he was talking about as far as what not to do. So we can have that conversation. You guys look at the video. There's Scratch. And it's actually kind of embarrassing that he would post that video as some sort of an example of something, I guess. But there you have it. There's Scratch. Again, you guys, check out merinocanine.com. That's the new website that I'm working on. All of you members are going to be transferred over there. I have a bunch of new videos for you guys. Apollonia, Trudy, Luca. We're doing all kinds of cool stuff for you. So in the chair, through a fence, on and off switch, working with all that kind of stuff. So I got a whole bunch of new content for you guys. Your lifetime membership still holds, even though I now have three different levels. You can buy the puppy course, all the way up through the, protection, auto, and home training as well. It's going to take me a few weeks more to get this up and running. We got a lot of stuff going on this summer and I'm about to take a little trip. But I will have the new, again, go look, merinocanine.com. Pick up the email subscription there. So anytime I post over there, you guys will know. And we're kind of restructuring everything as far as business and all of that. And we're not really doing Corsos anymore. We kind of boxed ourselves in with that name. So it's just merinocanine.com. If you want to contact us, you can. It's admin@merinocanine.com. And also check out the new YouTube channel. Please subscribe over there. And, I think this is how you find truth, right? Always never criticizing anybody, never having any conflict. You never get to the truth. This is the whole point of this. It's not about the personal stuff between us. I mean, that's in there too, but even more than that, what is the truth? What is true? Is it a good idea to train your dog to hang on to a sleeve while the bad guy hits them with a stick or puts their hands over their eyes or pets them on the head, right? Is it true that that's the best way to do things? Right? Outside of personalities, in real world situation, you're getting jacked. Is that the way to go? And I say empirically, objectively, no, it's not. That'll get your dog hurt or killed. And you also, possibly, because of that. And I think people, and all you have to employ is some real basic common sense, and I think you'll come to the same conclusion. But the point of this is, what is true? What is good? What is beautiful? What is best? What is better? What is worst? It's not all the same. It's not all a matter of just personal taste and personal opinion. My training method also is totally structured around legalities. Because we're citizens. And there's a lot of legal stuff we have to think. So I say I have the better system. Absolutely. I say I have the better dogs. And Lee, if we could do a live stream and you know, we don't have to talk about your breeding program personally. Let's talk about your training method, right? Even though I don't think you got the best dogs for this. I really don't. I think you went the wrong direction, but that's a sub issue. Let's talk about this training method that you're doing. Because it's fake, bro. And what I got going on is better. And I want to talk to you live. We can talk live about this in front of everybody, the whole dog community. And I think it would be a really good conversation to have. And I hope you accept that rather than threatening me with lawsuits because I criticized you. I think my criticism and critique is accurate. And I think it's helping the general public distinguish between what is fact and what is fiction. All right, everybody, have a good day.